For Husky Sports Friday, I'm John Peterson, here joined by the assistant head coach of the St. Cloud State University wrestling team, Brady Wilson. Brady, third straight year that your St. Cloud State Huskies have been NSIC champions, and with your third year here coaching, it's got to be pretty nice knowing that all 3 years being a coach, you get to be an NSIC champion.
Yes, it's a pretty neat. It's one of our goals every year to win the conference. You know, you have to sit down with your team. You want to win the conference. You want to win national duels. You want to win the regional, and you want to win the national tournament. So it's nice to hit one of those pillars, you know, right away to get that over with. But now we're focused on winning the regional title and hopefully going to nationals and win the national title.
Before we focus on talking about regions and nationals, let's talk about that NSIC championship between the Upper Iowa Peacocks. Upper Iowa was coming in, not losing a conference duel at all this whole season, so as St. Cloud State. St. Cloud State coming in 7-0 in the NSIC docket, along with Upper Iowa coming in 6-0. On paper, this was going to be a close one. This was going to be back and forth, but St. Cloud State just wrestled their best duel, in my opinion, this whole year. 28-6 win, starting with 125, Tanner John Troy, and ending with a big win with Austin Gorgon. Talk a little bit about that big win against the Peacocks.
You know, we had a duel earlier in the week against Mankato where things, you know, went good, but they didn't go great. And we came back, refocused as a team, and, you know, these guys really stepped up and wrestled well against Upper Iowa. I can't say enough about our team and how they came together as a team. And really went out there and, you know, really looked like Upper Iowa was flat. But I think our guys just made them look that way. Our guys went out there with a sense of urgency. They went out there to score points and score points right away. And they never, the thing that I was really impressed with, they never let off. They kept attacking, kept scoring, and really kept the pace of the matchup. And by far, our best duel meet of the year as a team collectively. And if we can get all 10 guys to perform like they did in that duel at the regional national tournament, we got great things to come as a team.
Now, when you look at regions, it's an individual tournament. It's just like what you had in the beginning of the season with all the opens, but now this one counts. This is an invitational. This is the Super Region 3 individual tournaments. The best of each weight go at it for a seat in the national tournament at Cleveland, Ohio. How do you keep this a team sport? How do you keep this a team aspect, knowing that you're not in a duel anymore? Not every kid is going against the same person from that same college. You're now going against the best in your weight bracket. If the guy's from Central Oklahoma or if he's from Wachita Baptist, everyone's going to have a different kid. How do you keep it knowing that, hey, we are still a team?
You know, we just preach that if every guy goes out there individually and takes care of business, the team stuff's going to take care of itself. You know, it's nice, you know, you got guys that are, you know, obviously our guys, we're like a big family, so everybody's cheering on each other, but the most important thing is that they're making sure that they're getting ready for their match and et cetera and stuff like that. But, you know, when there's time and there's a break, our guys are always there cheering each other on, you know, and giving them some extra support, you know, so that's always nice. And but we always preach, you know, guys, you got to take care of yourself first, and if you take care of yourself and you go out and do the best that you can, the team stuff's going to take care of itself in the long run.
Extra support. Talk a little bit about that extra support. You have around 45, 47 kids in the wrestling room, and even though only 10 of them go to the regions for St. Cloud State, the other 37 still play a pretty big part. Talk about how the whole team has to help out the whole team during this crucial part of the season.
Very crucial right now that our guys stay engaged, you know, because in the practice room, you know, we got to give the 10 guys that were going, we're kind of, you know, making practice towards them, but it's very important that our guys that are, you know, practice partners and stuff like that are coming in, giving them good workouts, showing them different things, you know, because everybody's good at different things. So we got one guy that's really good at, you know, throwing legs in and stuff like that, so it's important for him to come and work with our starter at getting leg defenses and stuff like that. Then you got guys that are really good on their feet, so it's good to get some counter offense and stuff going because they're good at firing shots. You know, and you got, you know, guys that are good on bottom that, you know, we're going to have to ride people. We're going to have to return them, you know, to get that ride time point to win them close matches. So everybody knows that this is a team, and everybody knows what their individual job is. And that's how everybody stays engaged. They know that they have a job to do to make sure that this team, the 10 guys that we're sending to the regional tournament, are ready, 100% ready to go and ready to compete for that regional title.
putting the team aspect aside, is there a lot more one-on-one conferencing? Is there a lot more meetings with these 10, knowing that some of these kids that they will be going against are familiar and there is tape on their past matches? Do you guys really sit down with the wrestlers and say, hey, this is what we need to work on, this is what we can accomplish, and this is how you're going to beat this kid?
Yeah, between our three coaches on the coaches staff, Steve Costanzo, myself, and Seamus O'Grady, we split the guys up, and each guy's got 3 to 4 guys that they work with per week. And you sit down with them guys twice a week individually, and you watch film, break film down. Then you also go to the wrestling room and bring in a practice partner and work individually with them on some special areas that they need some extra help with, you know, and stuff like that. You know, so that's kind of how you do it individually. You know, you're working on individually with film. You know, it's working individually with technique and breaking down some things, making sure that they're really crisp and they're on their A game going into the regional tournament.
With your experience wrestling in a region tournament, how do you cope with this? How do you cope with it knowing that I'm going to see kids that I have seen before during the season? I may have beat them, and I still have to keep a consistent mindset knowing that even though I beat this kid, he can come back at me if I'm not on my A game. And then the opposite. There's a kid there that I just lost to during the season. I didn't have my mind straight. I didn't have the mindset that I need to win the match. Going through that with 4 years at Minnesota State, Mankato, how do you tell those wrestlers saying that, hey, this is a whole new season now. We're in postseason. This matters. You got to keep that right mindset.
You know, the thing is about this regional tournament, anybody can be beaten on any given day. You know, so you got to go with the mindset that you got to go in, you know, you got to be clicking on all cylinders. You got to wrestle your best match every time you're out there. You can never take a match off. You can never go in lightly saying, oh, I'm going to pin this guy right away, because then you get into a dogfight. Then you start second-guessing yourself. What's going on here? And the tides kind of change sometimes. So, you know, it's very important that these guys keep their mindset that, you know, it doesn't matter who they put out there. They're going to go out. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to score points early, score often, and continue to wrestle hard for 7 minutes. They go out, and no matter who they wrestle, if they wrestle them 5 times, wrestle them 1 time, haven't wrestled them at all, if they know each other, if they don't know each other, they just, if our guys go out and they wrestle for 7 minutes hard and give it everything they got, they're going to come out on top.
The captains. We've got some captains here that are wrestling in the region tournament. One of those captains is Clint Poster. Clint Poster coming off a pretty good season last year with a 35-5 record, fourth in the nations. He has a lot to work for because he's not the top guy. When you know that where you are coming off a great season and you still have the defending national champion in your bracket, and now he's actually in your region, what goes through the head knowing that, hey, I'm not my top guy on paper, but I have to be the top guy on the mat?
Yeah, you know, in that scenario, you know, you got nothing to lose. You got to go out, wrestle hard, and, you know, and not take anything for granted, and just go out and continue to score points, and you got to look to improve yourself. You know, Clint Polster's improved a lot since he, you know, has been wrestling this year. Been really grinding them out, been really working hard with Coach Costanzo in a few areas. And, you know, Clint's just, you know, he's concrete, continues to grind. He's always looking to get better, always putting in the extra work. You know, and there's no one in the country, I can promise you this, there is no one in the country that works harder than Clint Poster. He's going to be ready to go for that regional tournament and set himself up for success in that national tournament.
The road trip, we're going to fly this time for the region to the Super Region 3 tournament at Edmond, Oklahoma, hosted by Central Oklahoma. When you fly, when you have this long road trip, how do you prepare for that? How do you prepare knowing that we're going to be flying rather than just driving to that tournament? How do you prepare the team where they have enough time to just get acclimated with the atmosphere of where they are going to be wrestling?
Well, we're flying down Wednesday, so, you know, we'll get a practice in Wednesday night down in the arena. We'll practice there Thursday, give the guys, and then we don't weigh in and wrestle until Friday, Saturday. So, you know, give the guys plenty of time to get acclimated, you know, get to know the building a little bit. Flying is a lot nicer than driving. We had a couple 14, 15-hour bus trips that, you know, really test these guys mentally and physically. So flying should be a little bit of a relief. You know, you're looking at, you know, driving down the airport, jumping on a plane, flying an hour and a half, and then, you know, you're at your destination rather than sitting on a bus and driving all day and getting there and getting some sleep late at night and getting up early in the morning and competing. So these guys should be ready to go. Flying should be a little bit nicer and a little bit more relaxed for them. And we'll get down there a couple days early just so they can get acclimated with everything and really start to feel good and get their weight under control.
The Super Region 3 Championships coming at you this upcoming Friday, February 28th, and this Saturday, March 1st, at Central Oklahoma University in Edmond, Oklahoma. It's a new Super Region this year, folks. It is the MIAA and the NSIC coming together for one Super Region, and the top five will qualify for the national tournament in Cleveland, Ohio in the next 2 weeks. Assistant head coach of your St. Cloud State University wrestling team, Brady Wilson, joining me here for Husky Sports Friday. Thank you very much, Brady, and best of luck this week.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.